Only unified software protection from SafeNet offers complete security. Visit www.safenet-inc.com/lockdown for a free white paper on securing software revenue.
This is Deirdre Blake for Dr. Dobbs Journal with the news. Microsoft Live Labs has announced 12 grant recipients for the Accelerating Search in Academic Research campaign, which seeks to improve Internet search technologies and data mining. Each recipient will be awarded between $25,000 and $50,000 to fund continued efforts. The total funding amount is $500,000. Among the awardees are Aitin Adar, Brian Bershad, Stephen Gribble, and Daniel Weld from the University of Washington for their project, Vinegar, Leading Indicators in Query Logs. Lada Adamek and Suresh Bhavnani of the University of Michigan for Visualizing Information Search Processes. Suman Chakrabarty of the Indian Institute of Technology in Bombay for Entity and Relation Types in Web Search, Annotation, Indexing, and Scoring Techniques. Kevin C. Chang of the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign for Deepening Search, From the Surface to the Deep Web. And Bruce Croft of the University of Massachusetts at Amherst for Discovering and Using Metaterms. More information about other grant recipients and their projects, as well as additional funding opportunities, can be found at research.microsoft.com/UR. In other news, engineers at Cornell University have developed tiny implantable sensors to monitor a patient's blood flow, blood pressure, and temperature. The sensors, being developed by Edward Kahn, Associate Professor of Electrical and Computer Engineering and Transonic Systems, are as small as 100 microns in length by 100 microns in width, and researchers predict that these sizes could shrink to just several microns. To give that size some perspective, the average human hair ranges from 40 microns to 120 microns in diameter. The advantage of such tiny implanted sensors is that they can provide separate readings for particular organs in a patient. They also can be unobtrusively implanted in patients who require constant physiological monitoring. For more information about CAN's research, visit www.cnf.cornell.edu. Information about Transonic Systems is available at www.transonic.com. For Dr. Dobbs Journal, this is Deirdre Blake.
Only unified software protection from SafeNet offers complete security. Visit www.safenet-inc.com/lockdown for a free white paper on securing software revenue.